Yeah, I'm a fairly new resident in the Capital District. I lived in London for 30 years where I was doing long-range strategic planning with business and non-government organizations around the world, and came here to manage about 20 acres and see if I could restore it environmentally. So, Mert, your comments are very close to my heart. I appreciate what you're saying. The land I bought is on the boundary between Queemans and New Baltimore on the Hudson River, and it's quite a rich biological little patch of land. And because I am trying to do this restoration work, I got involved when Queemans started expanding its industrial footprint along the Hudson River. And I learned that in 2006, Queemans was a struggling Hudson River town, and they had a comprehensive plan that was going to turn things around, and it included building a riverfront community on the Hudson River where an old brick plant had been. That same year that the study was published, the comprehensive plan was published, it was completely ignored, and the Port of Queemans was opened at that P&M brick plant. And since 2006, their business has expanded. Little bit by little bit, their footprint has expanded. And we've had several fights along the way to try and avoid the expansion, because every time the expansion meant more heavy industrial use of the land along the Hudson River. Now, this has been a long struggle since I've come here, and people had begun it even before then. And part of that opposition to industrial development in Queemans was to pass a ban on the import of solid waste in the 1990s. The Port of Queemans gets a lot of credit for helping to build the Willits Avenue Bridge and the Tappan Zee Bridge, but their main business is actually the management and movement of waste for recycling, for road building, all sorts of things like that. So they've been part of this industrial development, a very major mover, and they've been working in partnership with the Lafarge cement plant. This came to a head in 2017 when Judith Enck and I, amongst other people, learned that Connecticut had a proposal to send a third of their municipal waste to the Lafarge cement plant for incineration. There was no announcement of it. Nobody, not even the board of Queemans, knew that that was happening. We organized a press conference very quickly. Dan McCoy was supporting this and said, no, this is not permissible. In 2019, in March, the Queemans Town Board passed the first clean air law in Albany County. Within a year, that board was voted out because the business interests spent $40,000, I guess, something around there, while the those who'd supported the clean air law and voted it in had a budget of maybe $5,000. The Queemans Town Board is now completely controlled by people who work or have a business association with either Lafarge or the Port of Queemans and its associated businesses. For those of us who have been opposing this industrialization of Queemans, 2020 has been a very alarming year. While the current town supervisor who used to work for the Port of Queemans said, of course he would never repeal the clean air law, he now says it is unenforceable, which I believe means he refuses to enforce it. And that's shocking enough, but they also, on the 23rd of July, revised the solid waste law, and they can now import solid waste into the town with the permission of the town board, who will approve a privately owned transfer station to handle any kind of solid waste that is going to be coming in. Most alarmingly, I've heard news recently that TCI, a company that blew up its operations in Ghent a few years ago, and that has a process for recycling electrical transformers, has put in an application to incinerate what it's taking out of those electrical transformers. And what they're taking out is mineral oils, which contain PCBs. Now, what's the evidence that PCBs can even be incinerated? To me, this is like trying to incinerate PFAS chemicals at Norlite. I can't believe that this is acceptable. And yet, there's every sign that this is just kind of trundling along and will get the requisite approval. What is more alarming to me in all of this is that I see an ambition to create a major waste management and incineration site on the Hudson River in Queamans. Not only is Queamans an important historical town because it's where early Dutch settlers were, where Mohicans have had a very important part of their life, it is also a place on the river that has significant coastal habitats. It's a very important ecological region. This is not a place where you put a major waste management business. But the changes in Queamans law will allow that business to develop, and it will allow waste to come in by road, rail, and river from all over the Northeast, if not further afield. This strikes me as something that is very alarming and not pleasant. I don't want to see it, and I don't want to live next to it. What I find particularly alarming and disturbing is that in all the time I've been following this, these developments have taken place with the support of people in government, with the support, I believe, of the governor, although it's hard to pin that down, and that they've taken place without any study of the cumulative impact of this increasing growth of waste management in Queamans. There's no study of the cumulative impact of this development on the river, on the air, on the soils, and on the local community. And it has been done without, in a largely secretive process, without any serious public debate or dialogue. I think that is a shocking failure of democratic process and environmental care. So my question to Mr. McCoy, is this the future we want for the Upper Hudson Valley? Is this the kind of business that will bring a high quality of life to people who live in Albany County and near Albany County? The ability to incinerate waste is clearly at the heart of this plan to turn Queamans into a center for waste management. And any clean air law has been opposed by both the Port of Queamans and by Lafarge. But we know that the quality of the air we breathe and the health of the natural world are the greatest assets we have in Albany County. They should not be wantonly destroyed. And that is why I am urging Dan McCoy to sign the Albany Clean Air Law immediately before Lafarge can start burning tires and avoid the restrictions of the Clean Air Law. Sign it now. Thank you.